On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford.
The boys want the girls while the girls want the boys.
Peter's standing by. Morning, Pedro.
Good morning. Can you tell when people answer just by the inflection in their voice when they hear it's you, whether they know or don't know?
Most times, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? Could just tell he had an air of confidence about him.
Yep.
The other times you hear people, you know, you feel like their heart's sinking when they realise.
Yeah, oh no, not those blokes. Now, what about this Perth bookshop? That's made national news, has it?
International, in fact. I don't know if it's had any local news or not, but this is the Rabble Bookstore in Maylands, and I've been onto their social media. They're really well connected and putting a lot of interaction with their customers on social media. So we're not knocking the bookstore, but I am curious about the decision. So what they've decided to do is they are not going to stock the new book by J.K. Rowling, which she's written under another name. She writes crime books under another name, but they've also said they're going to phase out any Harry Potter books as well. They won't be stocking those, but they will order them in if someone requests them. And this is all to do with her latest book, which is called Troubled Blood, in which the main man's a killer, a murderer, and to go out to perform these terrible acts, he dresses up as a woman. I guess I haven't read the book, and very few people have read the book. But the trans activists, who are always going after J.K. Rowling anyway, they believe that she's the enemy, she says she's not, whatever. So suddenly there's this big thing in the UK, and it took off internationally this week, a hashtag of RIP J.K. Rowling, basically hoping and wanting her dead. And that became a massive thing. It still is. You just type it in on Twitter. So I'm surprised that a bookstore would take a stand like that. To me, it's particularly if they haven't read it. It just seems to me, if I was running a bookstore, I would want it to be a haven of diverse opinions and as much stuff I could get in that would satisfy as many people as possible.
Yes.
I wouldn't be making those sort of editorial decisions to just not allow people to access it.
Can I just suggest that the woman writes fiction?
Yeah, totally. It's a book of fiction. And the character in it, as I understand it, as I say, I haven't read it, he's not transgender. He's not a transvestite. It's just his disguise to go out and do his evil acts in the same way, say, in the movie Psycho. You know, it's not a depiction of a transgender person. And yet the transgender activists have taken this on and said, here is another example of her trying to demean us and belittle us and all the rest of it.
So, Peter, you've been following the social media discussion. Is there much support?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it's surprising. I mean, it just seems to this happens with a lot of issues. If someone decides you are the enemy, it doesn't matter what you say or do, you can never win back that confidence and let them go after someone else. And if this character was actually a transgender person, it would be a little bit different, I think. But the suggestion is that he absolutely isn't. He's what they call a cis man, which is the new in-word they have now. But anyway, so who knows where this will go? She's been very quiet. I mean, normally she answers back and gets into these arguments, but at some point she will have to go on the publicity trail for the book, and that's when I imagine she'll have her say.
Fordy, thank you for everything this week. We will chat again on Monday morning.
Have a good weekend.